אתם עם SBS בעברית.
My next guest is Amit Bar Giora, a security specialist from Melbourne. Shalom Amit.
Shalom, shalom Amit.
It's so nice to speak to another Amit for a change.
I'm sure there's a lot of Amits, but every Amit is special.
And this is a good opportunity to remind our listeners that the meaning of Amit in Hebrew means a friend.
I think we hit it off on the right note. Whenever I meet an Amit, it's a good experience.
Thank you. Okay, Amit, tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, I grew up in Israel at the age of 18, just like anyone else. I joined the army, military unit. I've been serving as an officer in a special unit. When I finished my military service, I joined the Israeli Security Services, where I've worked for 15 years, mainly doing security operations around the world for Israeli embassies, Israeli interests, anything that had to do with the security, that's what I've done. Counterterrorism was my occupation, and that's what I focused.
Yeah.
I moved here 15 years ago to run the security for the Jewish community in Melbourne, and later on moved to different operations, and I now have my own security company where we do a lot of consultancy and work for, among other things, the community.
So part of the job is to basically be present at Jewish organizations like synagogues.
Yes, we do security for synagogues, in the schools, whatever events, bodyguarding for some individuals that come, high profile ones, and consultancy, training, we do it all.
Tell us about the major changes that security organizations like yours took on themselves after October the 7th. What were the differences before and after?
The security in the Jewish community has been ramped up. It's a natural occurrence. This is what is supposed to happen as a response to a perceived heightened level of threat. We do need to understand that anything that happens around the world will have an impact on another part of the world. So if there has been any kind of an attack or tension around Israel, or Jewish interests around the world, or Jewish facilities around the world, we need to look at it, take what we can from it, and try to make sure it doesn't happen over here. So yes, there has been an increased level of awareness, an increased level in security resources, just like security guards. Doors that were usually kept wide open to welcome everyone are now closed, just to make sure that access control is maintained. There's been some great work that happened from the communities themselves, people within the synagogues, people within the schools, people that carry out the security for the community. The police have really been engaged in monitoring potential threats and seeing that the community is kept safe. So
there has been a lot of talk about anti-Semitism around the world, some inappropriate behavior towards some people or some groups. What is your opinion of what is happening now around the world, especially in Australia?
Look, I, as an Israeli, I come with a very perceived opinion about anti-Semitism. I, just like any other Jew, do not like the fact that people hate us for, or people may hate you for being Jewish. But on the other hand, I'm being realistic. You know, Israel is a topic that's hot on the news. There's always something interesting happening in Israel. Human rights, yes, no, should there be, shouldn't there be? There's always going to be people that are going to disagree. Now, as Jews living in the diaspora, we need to look at it realistically and see that we are happy to do what it is that we're doing and we feel comfortable doing what it is that we're doing. Is there a level of anti-Semitism or attacks against or concerns against Jews because they're Jews? Yes, there always have been people that have been writing nasty comments, spraying graffiti. But how often does that escalate into an attack or physical conduct? Very rarely. Okay, the move between one to the other is quite hard to do. Is there increased threat? Maybe. Okay, Do we see a lot of activities around that? Yes, because we're more on the news. But I think we have to balance it out with the fact that we're taking steps to make sure that the community is safe. And I really encourage everyone to feel comfortable living their lives as Jews here in Australia.
So you're saying, keep doing what you're doing, don't think about it too much, just live your life as you do.
The normal way about where you go your life, everyone has a bit of a different life routine, okay? Some of us wear headscarves, kippahs on our heads and walk. Some attend shul five times a week, some don't. Whatever it is that you're doing, keep doing what you're doing, all right? The concerns and the fears that we have are, I would say, use a good sense of awareness, and that's really all you need to use. Open your eyes, see what's going around, go about your business. If there's anything that you're a little bit concerned about because you saw someone, you thought someone, just report it, okay? There's no need to, or we are... You're not a target on yourself just because of who you are. There are instances where you may feel that you are overwhelmed with the situation. Stop for a second, take a deep breath, and understand that everyone is working to make this situation better. There's a lot of resources that are thrown into here, and the idea is to keep doing what we're doing. We have a holiday to celebrate, and it's just around the corner.
Yeah, Passover, yep.
The concerns are always going to be there. We are a bit of being a Jew is having a good sense of self-awareness and awareness of the surrounding, okay? That's actually a very positive thing when you think about security. Mm. Yes, the level of anti-Semitic events or the level of... instances or comments may have increased, but the escalation into action, and I know everyone's talking about what happened in Caulfield Park and how could that happen again, and it's unbelievable, and should it be, could it be? It's a very, if you look at the sequence of what happened over there and how it happened, it's a very specific instance, and I didn't see that happening again because everyone learned a bit of a lesson, and the police have certainly learned their lessons from the way things went over there. So we're keeping it calm. Keep smiling. Go to shul. Go send the kids to school. Have fun.
I've got here another question. What is the differences between the Shabak in Israel and the Mossad?
Mossad is an intelligence, mainly an intelligence organization. They gather information and they help people in Israel that are in governance to make a decision, make a conscious decision about what's to happen. They also have an operational, very top-of-the-line operational units that carry out offensive attacks against interests that are interested in inheriting Israel. The Shabak is an organization that has a lot of wings. The majority of the department that I worked on was making sure that Jewish interests and Israeli interests around the world are kept safe. Okay, there's a model that the Israelis developed for making sure that it revolves around counterterrorism, how to counter terror in the best way possible. There's a school that teaches how to do that. People come from all over the world to learn how to do that. And that's a department that I worked on. So my involvement in the Shabak was to make sure that security interests are kept.
Are you still in touch with some organizations in Israel in some way or another?
Yes, we get professional updates, of course. We learn about everything that's happening over there. Every terrorist attack is looked at and studied. I have a lot of experience, so I can understand that. And we do professional training over there, but not through the government sources at the moment. We do that on a personal level. My days at the Shabak are gone, but it's good to have been there. It teaches you a lot.
I think the message today is to have more awareness and to always report something that is suspicious.
Awareness is always a healthy tool to have. And be proud to be Jews. That's the most important thing.
Amit Bar-Giora, a security specialist from Melbourne. Thanks for the tips, and thank you so much for speaking to us today.
Thank you, Amit. Thank you, and I'd love to join you guys again on any questions that you may have. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.